Now, I'm sure there's at least one joke in our next story, because we're going to be talking deer and we're talking sheep. I mean, loads of jokes about counting sheep. But this is a great tale, because shepherd Andrew Capel had a surprise at the new year when he was counting his sheep, and he is on the phone now. Hi, Andrew.
Hiya.
Are you all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okie dokie. Come on then, tell me the story.
Well, I had a phone call on Sunday the 30th of December to go up to the National Trust at Dunwich to go and have a look around the sheep, because I'm in charge of the National Trust sheep. And I went up there, and instead of getting 100, I got 101.
Did you spot the deer straight away, or did you think, hey, up?
Not straight away, because it's only a young one, and it's very similar colouring to some of our other sheep, the Manx that we've got. And when it's got its head down, it just looked like the back of a normal sheep. It's only when it lifted its head up that you realised what it was.
So you're there counting backs desperately, and you think, my goodness, and you thought, oh no, I've got to count all over again.
Yeah, it usually takes me two or three times anyway to get them right.
So, and did it sort of look at you and you think, oh, and then you watched?
Well, what it was is I usually send my dog round them, and he brings them across for some hay, especially this time of year when there's snow on the ground. So he went off and did his job, and it just came merrily along with the rest of the flock.
Have you seen anything like this before?
No, I've been involved with sheep all my life, and I've never seen deer to interact this closely with them. I've obviously seen them in the same field when they've been up at Dunwich, but they usually keep their distance.
So it's a young one. I mean, is it still with the sheep, do you know?
No, it tends to come and go. It left them for a few days last week, and it was with them on Monday, but when I went up on Wednesday to have a look at them, it was nowhere to be seen. He just hops over the fence and visits them when he likes, really.
Do you think he comes for company, for warmth? I mean, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think he's got some animals that are his own size, really. He's quite a young one, so he was born late in the year, and he's perhaps feeling a bit left out, got nothing else his own size to play with in the herd, and the sheep are good entertainment.
What do the sheep make of him, can you tell?
They don't seem to bother him all that much. I mean, there is a bit of a pecking order within the flock. We've got our lead sheep and then some younger ones that are trying to establish a place in the flock, so he's bottom rung of the ladder at the moment.
Is it unusual for a young... I mean, you said he's probably a late one. Would he have been kicked out by his family, or would he normally be with his mum? Or...
No, I don't think so. What the deer tend to jump in the field over the fence, and with him being young and inquisitive, he's perhaps gone up to the sheep and the rest of the herd have jumped out and he's hung around, and then he decides that he'd better go and find his mum, and he disappears for a few days and then he'll come back to see his friends.
Comes out to play.
Yeah.
Has anyone come up with a good joke? Because there must be some, mustn't there, about deer and counting sheep and all the rest of it.
Well, the best one we have was the ranger up at Dunwich. He said it would, I'm a bit of advertising here, but it's like you should have gone to Specsavers. But other opticians are available.
Yes, exactly. Oh, dear. And the sheep themselves, I mean, Dunwich, I think they'd only just gone to Dunwich, hadn't they, fairly recently?
Yeah, they'd only gone up a couple of weeks before Christmas, because they're normally based on Orford Ness, but this time of year it just gets too wet on the Ness, so they go up to Dunwich to do some winter grazing.
How do they cope with the snow? I was hearing yesterday from a smallholder who says they just lie down, and then in the daytime they all get up and you see all these green patches all over the
field. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I did hear stories that they lie down and then when it snows they stand up and they've still got grass to eat because they can eat where they've been lying. But yeah, a sheep's wool is perfectly well insulated, got lanolin in it to keep them dry and warm.
And do you have other flocks that you look after as well?
My main flock is the National Trust flock, but then I've got a few show sheep down at Meathergate that are busy lambing at the moment, ready for the Suffolk show. So, yeah, I've got one or two sheep I look at.
So you're a bit cold out and about, are you, as well?
Yeah, but it's the best job in the world.
How long have you done it, Andrew?
Well, since I left school at the age of 16, I went to work on a hill farm in Mid Wales, lambing sheep, and... I had been involved with sheep ever since I was about 8, really.
Maybe when you're not busy, because you are coming up to the busiest time, aren't you, with lambing and so on. Maybe
yeah.
Will you come in and sit on the sofa and talk more?